ready to go with the fourth quarter. Beavers have some work to do, down 48-41. Dragons outscored Bemidji State there in the third quarter, 22-13, to go from two down to seven up. Bachman, Bray, Wolhouse, Czar, and Meyer, the starting five on the floor to begin the fourth quarter here for Bemidji State. Legal, Steichen, Jacobson, Green, and Boom for Moorhead. We've not seen Megan Hintz at all here in the second half. Jacobson on the left wing with a basketball for the Dragons. Top of the key, Green, right side, Steichen. Steichen. Still on the dribble, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Steichen out to Green on the right wing. She'll shoot a three-pointer, back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Boom, she'll put it back up and in. That was too easy for Peyton Boom. She's got 18 points. Dragons up by nine, danger time for the Beavers here. They need to get some points in a hurry. Pass inside and an offensive foul is called on Bemidji State. Taylor Bray again clearing space with her off arm according to the officials, and that's her third foul, the team's first, and more importantly gives the basketball to Moorhead. Rachel Hadela off the bench to replace Taylor Bray. Jacobson through the center circle onto the right wing for the Dragons. Jacobson still on the dribble. Passes underneath to Boom. Boog out to Legal. Legal on the left wing to Green, top of the key. Right side to Jacobson. And now we've got an offensive foul for an elbow on Natalie Steichen for the Dragons. So Steichen's first, team's first. 9 minutes to go in the game. Beavers down nine, 50-41 with the basketball. Meyer, top of the key. Meyer down the right side of the lane, tries to pass underneath. It's knocked away, but Hadela grabs it and puts it up and in. Rachel Hadela now the first Beavers player in double figures. She's got 10. Beavers trail 50-43, 8:35, fourth quarter. And that's an over and back. Brooklyn Bachman knocked the ball away, and I was kind of waiting. Peyton Boom grabbed the basketball on her side of the floor and went over to the Bemidji State side. So it's an over and back turnover, and now we see Megan Hintz for the first time here in the second half. Beavers are down seven. Sydney Czar gets the inbounds pass and dribbles through the center circle. Off on the left wing to Meyer. Meyer right side to Bachman. Bachman left side to Meyer. She'll shoot a long three-pointer. Bank shot, no good. Legal with a rebound for the Dragons, and then Trinity Meyer commits a foul in the backcourt. It's the third on Meyer, second on the Beavers as a team. And Erica Gartner will come in to replace Trinity Meyer. Beavers down seven, 8:15 to go. Dragons with a basketball. Hintz will dribble across the timeline and hand it off to Jacobson near the top of the key. Now to Green. Left side, Legal. Legal, top of the key, Steichen. Steichen to Green, top of the key. Right side, Jacobson, 10 to shoot. Jacobson to Green on the right block. She'll turn around, put it up from 6 feet. Back of the rim, no good. The rebound is grabbed by Legal. Hintz with the basketball now. On the right block, out to Jacobson, back into Hintz. Hintz to the basket. Got a whistle and a foul. I think it's on Rachel Hadela. It is. On Hadela, that'll be her third. And second on the team. And Megan Hintz now at the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Higgins Heating. Regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. First free throw's good. Second free throw from Hintz is also good. And the Dragons are back up nine, 52-43, 7:35, fourth quarter. Wolhau left wing to Bachman. Bachman into the lane, stops at 10, puts it up and in. Brooklyn Bachman with eight. Beavers are down seven, 52-45, 7:20, fourth quarter. Steichen on the right wing. Passes left side to Legal. Legal, top of the key, Hintz. Hintz, left side to Steichen. Steichen to Green. Green outside to Legal, left side. Back to Green at the left block. Jacobson right wing. 10 on the shot clock to Hintz. Hintz clears with an elbow and no call. Shot no good. Rebound. Claire Wolhow from Bemidji State. Can't believe they did not call that foul after what they've been calling on Taylor Bray. Gardner with the basketball. Left side, Wolhow. Down to Hadela on the left block. Makes a spin. Kicks it out. Gardner right side. Back to Hadela at the right block. Rachel Hadela heads toward the basket. Whistle and a foul on Moorhead. Might be Natalie Steichen reaching in. It is. On Steichen, that's her second. Team's second. Boom and fetch in. Legal and Green out for the Dragons. Inbounds to Hadela. Shot clock resets to 20. Hadela with a basketball. Passes to Czar on the right wing. Sydney Czar top of the key now to Brooklyn Bachman. 9 to shoot. Bachman still on the dribble. Right side of the lane. All the way to the basket. Puts it up no good, but a foul on the Dragons. Foul's called on Lauren Fetch, her first. Team's third. Beaver basketball brought to you by Cenex. Propane, refined fuels, the country store, Cenex C-Store, and A&W. Gabby DuBois in now for Rachel Hadela. Free throw from Bachman. Front of the rim, no good. Second free throw now. Brooklyn Bachman is up. In and out, no good. She missed both. Fetch with a rebound for the Dragons. Oh, my. Beavers still down 7, 52-45, 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Steichen on the right wing. Top of the key, Fetch. Fetch, right side to Steichen. Steichen on the right block to Boom. She'll turn around, put it up, no good. Brooklyn Bachman had the rebound, and then it was knocked away by Jacobson, but out of bounds. So the ball will stay with the Beavers. 6:02 to go. Beavers down 7, 52-45. Might be a nice time for a Claire Wolhow 3. Maybe a Sydney Czar 3. Beavers need some points. Top of the key, Gardner. She could shoot a 3. Hands off to Czar. Czar near the center, circling out a Wolhow on the left side. To Bachman on the left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Bachman into the lane. Spins. Puts it up from 8 feet. In and out. No good. Rebound Jacobson. The Beavers are at it again. They just cannot buy a basket. Ahead to Boom. Ball is on the floor. Hintz and Wolhow tie up. Alternate possession gives the basketball to Bemidji State. Brooklyn Legal back in for Lauren Fetch for the Dragons. And Rachel Hadela in for Claire Wolhow for the Beavers. Czar, Bachman, DuBois, Hadela, and Gartner on the floor for Bemidji State. Steichen, Legal, Hintz, Boom, and Jacobson for the Dragons. Sydney Czar with the basketball. Right side to Rachel Hadela outside the three-point line. Hands off to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman on the dribble. Left side, Czar. She'll shoot a three-pointer and hit. Sydney Czar, big three-pointer. Gets the Beavers within 4, 52-48, 5:05, fourth quarter. Steichen on the dribble across the timeline through the center circle. Ball's knocked away and on the floor. Last touched by Sydney Czar. And that will take us to our media timeout. DS Beverages Bud Light score, Dragons 52, Beavers 48. 4:58 to go on the Beaver Radio Network.
Wow, did you see that new Chevy? Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here at Donlinger GM in Bemidji. The 2020s are here, and we invite you to come in and experience the Donlinger difference. Our value pricing, great selection, and super service. We again would like to say thanks to all our great customers. Donlinger GM, serving and supporting the Bemidji area for over 45 years. Find us online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
Hey, sports fans, Horizon Liquor invites you to stop in and check out their warehouse selection of beers, wines, and spirits they have to offer. The next time you're hosting a gathering with friends and family to watch a game or tailgate before one, Horizon Liquor is here for you to stock up and save. Horizon Liquor is located just 10 minutes west of Bemidji on Highway 2 in Solway. Horizon Liquor proudly supports all BSU athletes and wishes them a successful season. Go Beavers! .458 to go. The issue still in doubt. The Beavers trying to come back. Dragons lead at 52-48. Here in the quarter, Dragons are only 1 of 5 shooting. Beavers are 3 of 5 and have outscored the Dragons 7-4. Dragons with the basketball. 20 on the shot clock. 4:58, as I mentioned, on the game clock. Legal to inbound for the Dragons. Passes into Boom. Now back to Steichen. Steichen between the circles to Green at the right blocker. I'm sorry, that's Boom on the right elbow. 10 to shoot. Steichen with the basketball, top of the key. Steichen still with the basketball down the left side of the lane, and fouls called on Sidney Czar. Moorhead's got that lean. They lean forward as they run, and then they lose their balance, and the official calls the foul every time. Natalie Steichen's first free throw is good. Beaver basketball brought to you by the Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. And now a second free throw for Steichen. Line to the left is in and out, no good. Gabby DuBois rebound, Bemidji State. Beavers down 5, 53-48. Sidney Czar through the center circle with the basketball. Left side to Bachman. Bachman into the lane. She'll pull up from 10 and hit. Brooklyn Bachman, big basket. She's got 10 now. Beavers down 3, 53-50, 4:20. Fourth quarter. Steichen through the center circle on the dribble. Natalie Steichen looks underneath to Boom. Outside to Legal for 3. Side of the rim, no good. Gabby DuBois rebound, Bemidji State. Through the center circle, Sidney Czar on the dribble. Now to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman, top of the key, into the lane. Outside to Gartner on the right wing. Gartner back to Bachman. She'll shoot a three-pointer right side. In and out, no good. Rachel Hadel, offensive rebound. Back up and in. Beavers within one, 53-52. 3:35, fourth quarter. Jacobson across the timeline right side. Jacobson still with the basketball. Passes to Steichen on the right wing. Steichen to Hintz. Hintz from 4 feet, and she scores. And a whistle and a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Carla Nelson of the Dragons. Dragons lead by 3, 55-52. 3:22 on the game clock. Dragons have 3 team fouls. Beavers have 4. Dragons still have 4 timeouts, and the Beavers have 3, so neither team is hurting there when it comes to free throws. Just looking at the series, the Dragons lead all time 70-39 and has won 16 straight games against Bemidji State, including earlier this year in Moorhead. So the Beavers are scratching and clawing and trying to find a way here. DuBois, Czar, Hadela, Bachman, and Gartner for Bemidji State. Steichen, Jacobson, Boom, Fetch now back in the game, and Hintz for Moorhead. Brooklyn Bachman, top of the key. Bachman still on the dribble, left wing. Hands off to Gartner, left side. To DuBois. DuBois in the free throw circle down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket, and a foul on Peyton Boom. On Boom, that's her third, team's fourth, and Gabby DuBois at the line for a free throw. Make it 2. Beaver basketball brought to you by Knife River Materials. From highways to driveways, Knife River gets the job done. Fetch will check out. And Legal back in. First free throw for DuBois is good. Gabby now with four. Beavers down two, 55-53. Second free throw. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Legal for the Dragons. Dragons lead 55-53. We go under 3 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Steichen right side to Jacobson. Jacobson around the screen, into the lane. Throws up a shot. It's blocked by Hadela. Out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Dragons. 15 on the shot clock. 2:50 on the game clock. Dragons will inbound to the left of their own basket with Natalie Steichen to trigger it in. Into Jacobson. She pops from 10 feet. Side of the rim, no good. Brooklyn Bachman rebound, Bemidji State. Bachman ahead to Czar. Sydney Czar on the dribble now. Top of the key. Czar still on the dribble toward the left wing to Bachman. Top of the key. Bachman down the right side of the lane. Back out to Gardner. Now to Czar, top of the key. 10 to shoot. Sydney Czar back to Gardner. Gardner around the screen. Left side of the lane. All the way to the basket. Flips it up. No good. Rebound to Legal for the Dragons. Now the Beavers are kind of where the Dragons are. In the first half, the Dragons could get back close but never got the lead. And that's where the Beavers are at the moment, but need to find a way down two. Hintz on the right block. Will turn around from six in and out. No good. Ball's capped out. And grabbed by Brooklyn Legal for the Dragons. Fresh shot clock at 20. Jacobson near the center circle with 10 on the shot clock. To Hintz on the right block. Hintz against Hadela. She turns around, puts it up short again. Offensive rebound, boom. And we got the pad. We got the shot waved off. They're going to call a foul on Gabby DuBois on the rebound. Before the shot, but it really doesn't matter because it's the fifth team foul, and Peyton Boom will get a couple of free throws. DuBois and Hadela out. Wolhau and Bray in. Erica Gardner out, and Trinity Meyer in. So the Beavers have their original starting five on the floor of Wolhau, Bray, Bachman, Meyer, and Czar. Free throw from Boom is good. Puts the Dragons up three with 1:43 to go. Another free throw for Boom is good. Peyton Boom now with 20. Legal checks out and Fetch in for the Dragons. Beavers down two possessions, 57-53. 1:40 to go, fourth quarter, as Sydney Czar dribbles through the center circle. Czar on the right side to Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, Bray. Bray left side to Czar. Czar, top of the key, Bachman. Bachman into Bray. Bray back out to Meyer. Meyer steps back behind a three-point line now to Czar, top of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Bachman with the basketball. Brooklyn Bachman down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound to Hintz for Moorhead. Beavers need a stop, ahead to Jacobson. Jacobson thinks better of heading to the basket and passes to Steichen near the center circle. Steichen on the dribble, 1 minute to go in the game. Steichen top of the key, left side, Boom, now to Jacobson. Jacobson down the baseline, all the way to the basket. Shot no good, but a whistle and a foul. I believe it'll be on Taylor Bray. It is Taylor Bray's fourth. And Jacobson at the free throw line for two shots. She is 6 of 8 at the line in the game. First free throw is good. Dragons by 5, 58-53 with 55.3 seconds to go. Jacobson, line to the left. Free throw, in and out, no good. Ball on the floor, grabbed by Jacobson. Oh, my goodness. And then Sydney Czar commits the foul. Beavers again giving up an offensive rebound. That is the 20th offensive rebound of the game for the Dragons. 20. Offensive rebounds, and it just may cost the Beavers the game. Jacobson back at the free throw line for two more shots. First one is good. She's got 13 now. Lead is 6, 59-53 with 49.3 seconds to go. Second free throw. In and out, no good. Brooklyn Bachman with a rebound. Timeout, Bemidji State. And this is women's basketball, so they most likely will advance the ball. And they will after the timeout. 48.6 seconds to go. Beavers down by six, 59-53. Beavers have not scored in over 2 minutes. Had a bad time to do that. Although you look at Moorhead, they're only 2 of 11. 2 of 11 from the field in the quarter. Beavers are 5 of 10. But again, they've only had 10 shots and they've only made 5. So the Beavers are only outscoring the Dragons here in the fourth, 12 to 11, and that's not good enough. So it's actually 19 offensive rebounds for the Dragons. They are out rebounding the Beavers, 49 to 28 in the game. But the 19 offensive rebounds just cannot happen. But it has, and it's got the Beavers in a hole by six, 59-53. Coming up next, it'll be the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. We'll pick our Otter Tail Power Player of the Game. And then once we wrap up the women's postgame show, it'll be the men's pregame show. And we will hear from men's head coach Mike Boshi about last Saturday's win over St. Cloud State and tonight's game against Moorhead. John Morgan played a big part in that first win, and of course he's injured and out tonight for the Beavers. Original starting five for the Beavers: Czar, Meyer, Bachman, Wolhau, and Bray. It is Boom, Steichen, Hintz, Fetch, and Jacobson for the Dragons. Bachman right wing into Bray. Bray turns around, puts it up side of the rim, no good. Megan Hintz with a rebound. She's trapped in the backcourt. Ball's on the floor, still on the floor. A scramble. Sydney Czar has it. And the Beavers take a timeout. 30-second timeout. So the Beavers couldn't get the basket from Taylor Bray, but they stayed after the basketball, and it wound up on the floor. And Sydney Czar was able to secure possession and call timeout. 34.9 seconds to go. Beavers still down six, 59-53. Beavers with possession. And Brooklyn Bachman will inbound. About halfway between the Beaver bench and their basket. Bachman trying to get it in. Now she gets it in to Czar. Sydney Czar between the circles. Czar right side to Wolhau. Wolhau to Bachman, top of the key. Beavers need to get something up. They get it into Bray. Bray to the basket, no good. Hints another rebound for Moorhead. And then pass to Jacobson, and she is fouled by Trinity Meyer. They'll call it on Brooklyn Bachman. That's her second, but it sends Jacobson to the line. And really here, one free throw makes it a three-possession game, and that's awfully tough with 22.8 seconds to go in the game. Jacobson line to the left. First free throw, back of the rim, no good. Another free throw for Jacobson, line to the left. Free throw is good. Dragons lead 60 to 53, and now we've got another timeout taken by Chelsea DeVille, and she can advance the basketball, and she will. That's the final timeout of the game for the Beavers. So 22.8 seconds to go. Beavers are down 7, 60 to 53. Not looking good, but stranger things have happened. Concordia is up by 17, or I'm sorry, by, 17 at Southwest. Northern has defeated Crookston 78-64. Sioux Falls all over Minnesota State 91-68. And Augies defeated Upper Iowa 69-50. And still no report on St. Cloud Minot, Duluth Mary, and Wayne State Winona. Here, 22.8 seconds to go. Dragons lead at 60 to 53. Beavers with a basketball. Erica Gartner in the game, replacing Sydney Czar. Gardner to inbound the basketball to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman, top of the key on the dribble. Left side, Wohlhaus. She launches a three-pointer and hits Claire Wohlhaus. Brings the Beavers back within four, 60-56. And now Moorhead will call a timeout. With 15.7 seconds to go and a four-point lead. Dragons 60, Beavers 56. Sydney Czar will check back in. For the Beavers, for this Dragons possession, I'm assuming Carla Nelson will choose to advance the basketball after the timeout. And we will see. Boom, Hintz, Jacobson, Steichen, and Fetch for the Dragons. Czar, Bachman, Meyer, Wohlhaus, and Gardner for Bemidji State. And the Dragons will advance the basketball and inbound on their side of the floor. Lauren Fetch to trigger it in. Clock's been reset to 16 seconds even. Shot clock is off. Fetch gets it into Steichen. Steichen is fouled by Sydney Czar. On Sid, that's her fourth, and it'll send Steichen to the line for two free throws. Steichen line to the left. She is 3 of 4 at the line in the game tonight. First free throw is up. Back of the rim, no good. Well, unlike St. Cloud, Moorhead has missed some free throws, and Beavers need to try to take advantage. 14.9 seconds to go. Beavers are down 5 as the second free throw goes in. Legal back in for Hintz for Moorhead. Beavers, no timeouts. They can't advance the basketball. Trinity Meyer on the dribble. Across the timeline into the lane. She falls down. Ball's on the floor and picked up by Legal. Erica Gardner knocks the ball away. Fetch has it. And somebody's trying to call timeout for Moorhead. And I think they're going to give it to him. And they will. Fetch was on the floor with the basketball, and one of her Dragon teammates came in and held the ball with her. And no Beaver players tried to reach in and grab it. So 3 seconds remaining. Dragons lead 61-56, and looks like it'll be 17 in a row for the Dragons over the Beavers. Yeah, Beavers are going to go back and look at the offensive rebounds at 19 and the second chance points at 21 for Moorhead, and they're going to realize that's the difference in the game. Fetch to trigger it in for the Dragons. Gets it into Jacobson, and she's fouled quickly by Erica Gardner with 1.8 seconds to go. Beavers are down 5. Big hill to climb to try to even get 2 possessions in 1.8 seconds. And Jacobson will now try to shoot a couple of free throws to make it 3. Free throws good. In fact, the Dragons have not scored a field goal in over 3.5 minutes and still have the lead. First free throw's good. It's a 6-point difference. Second free throw's good. Beavers inbound the basketball. Trinity Meyer scoops it up and throws up a shot at the buzzer that's late and does not count. Final score, Moorhead 63, Bemidji State 56. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light final. We'll have the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.